Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
The news alert on my phone always gets me when there's an escaped inmate. I'm like, oh, yes, here we go. The video, though, this time from yesterday is even better because the guy who escaped custody has been found. He was hiding in a dumpster. And if that dude would have just stayed in that dumpster, I don't know if we would have found him.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have caught him.
I also have to feel for the officer in charge of the transfer who opened the car door for the guy when the guy just took off. And what does he say into his, like, into his walkie-talkie?
His radio?
We got another runner. Like, what? I just, you know that they're so annoyed, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Number two.
Bevo won't be in Atlanta this weekend. Bevo's the mascot at the University of Texas, the Longhorn, the actual live animal longhorn. Yeah, okay. The SEC told the University of Texas that there's no room on the field for their live longhorn mascot. They play Georgia tomorrow, so it's like a huge game, SEC championship.
Well, then Georgia shouldn't be able to bring their bulldog.
Yeah!
I mean, if there's no room
but
for live mascots.
You remember the drama, George.
I do remember the drama.
6 years ago, Eric, the two of them, the longhorn and the live Georgia bulldog dog, had a photo op, and it almost ended tragically. Poorly.
Did they fight?
No, almost.
So the game's tomorrow. I'll see you there.
I have a feeling the dog would have lost, too. I'm just saying.
Top story trending in Texas.
Today, highs only around 54. It is a very windy day. More rain moving in this evening. All of Southeast Texas is under a flood threat for Saturday, so sorry about your outdoor plans. A weather impact alert day is in effect for Sunday because thunderstorms increase the risk of localized flooding.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Happy weekend.
Why do you always end on that?
Yay.
You always end with a ray of sunshine.
Because that's me.
It is you. I always leave every room worse than I found it.
That's what's trending in Texas this morning. Brought to you by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Time in the morning that we get together and talk a little good news. And how about 7,500 bikes that are going to be built out at NRG Stadium? And here this morning to talk to us about it is Rebecca Roberts. She is with Cycle. Before we get to how to help out in building these bikes, tell folks what Cycle stands for, what it means, and your mission.
Cycle, changing young children's lives through education. We go into Title I schools, second grade students. Every single student in that class, in that school in second grade, is invited to earn a bike, which they will receive around Christmas time, and a helmet. And what they do is they sign a contract with their teacher to improve their literacy to a standard which has been set individually for them by their teacher.
Well, we love that literacy mission. And Rebecca, you all need volunteers to help this weekend with assembling these 7,500 bikes.
We sure do. Friday, we load all the bikes up, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And Saturday, the 14th, they all get given away.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
Go to cyclehouston.org, and on the top, there's, you know, like a menu, and you click Get Involved.
So you kind of get to be Santa's helpers here in working in the toy workshop, putting things together.
You sure do. It's so much fun. Can you imagine having to move 7,500 bikes?
That's a lot.
Yes. Santa does it every year.
I know, and he does it on one plane.
He does.
We actually need 80 different vehicles to go to 80 different schools. However, we have some amazing people in Houston, as I know you know.
Yes.
We have Palletized Trucking, Three Men Moving, Coca-Cola, Davis Brothers Construction, Cardinal, they're a new company, Gateway, they've come to help us this year. And they come and they load up their trucks and they deliver these bikes of joy, these bikes that these kids have earned, and they get to take them to the school. And can you imagine how much that saves us?
So this build starts today and goes through the 12th, and you can help out whether building or helping deliver. If you need the information, text us here and we'll get it right back out to you. But right now, can I get an amen for Cycle giving these bikes to these kids?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
You are the best. Thank you so much.
You can be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. All right, another example of the media lying to you out there. I have been misrepresented on this radio show.
George is trying to cut off his kids, and I'm trying to protect them.
I am not trying to cut off my kids.
You are.
I had a simple, simple question yesterday in the studio, and we've been fighting about it ever since. When do I get to cut off the boys for Christmas?
See, you used it too, cut off.
Yes, and you said get to.
What I'm trying to say
I rest my case, Your Honor.
What I'm trying to say is that this is a new, like, level of parenthood for me.
Sure. Okay. It's a new chapter. Your son just got married.
My son just got married.
Mm-hmm. Splitting the holidays.
We have adult children now.
Correct.
And so at what point do you stop buying, like, Christmas gifts for adult children? Or do you do that at all? That's all my question was.
Wait.
You've turned it into this horrible thing about me.
It is. What does your wife say about it?
My wife quit talking to me about it.
She is just a lover. She's going to give them gifts forever, George. You're never getting out of this.
Never? You never get to cut off the kids?
I don't think so.
I got to stop using that word. Don't I? Maybe that's it. Wait, how does your parents handle it?
My parents still get me presents. It's more about my kids. Like, obviously, they get a lot more than I do, but I still get something.
Eric?
In my house, my parents still love me, yes.
Yeah. They cut me off on the cell phone bill, that's for sure.
I pay all my own bills now, which is great. But Mo's right. The kids probably get five times what I get.
Yeah, 100%.
My parents will give me a few big items that they know I can put in my suitcase. They don't make a big hullabaloo about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the kids, you know, they have to ship presents to my children.
So you are both admitting that it definitely shifts, right? It shifts over.
It shifted when we had children.
Children.
Yeah. I was still getting the big haul before I was a daddy myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. 713-881-5500. I've been totally misrepresented here. This is not about being cheap. It was a legitimate parenting question.
Yes, and we want to know how your families handle it. Samantha's on the phone in Houston. Samantha, what do?
So our family, my mom, she buys gifts for us adults, which I'm 38. My sister is 34. Uh-huh. Her mindset is, because I keep saying, let's do white elephant. She's like, no, it's Christmas. Her mindset is, give me a list of four things you need, not want, need, and I will go from there. So she likes to give gifts still because she doesn't want to leave us out. So that's pretty much what we do with the adults.
But see, that's not really the Christmas spirit. She's giving you things you need. So that's not really
George,
a Christmas
cutting your children gift. Off is not the Christmas spirit either. Don't listen to him. You got a good
stand
mom.
Firm.
Well, if you think about it, adult children pretty much have everything they want if they're working and live on their own.
Okay.
That's true.
Got it.
True.
Thank you. Let's talk to Michelle this morning in the Highlands. Michelle, what's your theory on cutting off kids?
As long as the kids don't have children, then the kids should get gifts. Once the children come, you kind of get forgotten about.
We only buy for one generation around here.
But I can see, like, my 40-year-old childless uncle, he still needs someone to love him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sorry, Michelle, that turned into a lot more about Mo's family than you wanted to know.
That's okay.
All right. We want to know, 713-881-5500. Is there a cutoff for adult children on giving Christmas gifts? And this is not me being cheap here on the Morning Bullpen. The misrepresentation of George is exactly why I haven't won the Rockstar Award here at work. And it continues.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to get confirmed, Mo, if you all keep up this campaign against me here.
Oh my word.
Is it appropriate to cut off adult children from gift giving?
It's not.
713-881-5500. And I got to find a different word besides cut off.
It is aggressive.
I think that's the thing that's
phased
bothering
out,
people.
Maybe yeah.
phase
when you
out,
phase
yeah.
out.
Withdrawal.
Stop loving.
Ban.
Ashley's on the phone in Kingwood. Ashley, tell me about this. What's your theory on adult kids and Christmas gifts?
Good morning and happy Friday.
Oh, thank you.
I would say once you move out of the house, you'll get a small gift for the home maybe, but once you have kids, it is done. It is all about the kids. I'll tell you one petty story. My ex-husband, every time their family would come over on Saturdays and Sundays, those are my laundry days, his grandmother one day gave us bathroom mats and a toilet scrubber for Christmas because every time they would come over, those would be my bathroom mat washing days. So they assumed this whole time I never had any. every time they came over.
I love that.
We'll fix that, Ashley. She didn't keep things in her bathroom there. We'll fix her. Don't you worry about that. All right, we want to know your thoughts this morning.
How did your family do it? Carrie's on the phone in Texas City. Carrie, what's y'all's rule?
Okay, so my rule is basically when my kids were little, they had a budget, and they knew their budget. And if they blew it, they blew it. But it was $300 when they were little. But when they got to be older, 18, or actually graduated high school, their budget went down to $100. And it was whatever they needed or wanted. So like my 29-year-old son this year, he'll be 29 in December, needed a new bed and a mattress. So that's what he got.
Wait. That's more than $100.
I know, because his birthday is 4 days before Christmas.
Okay, budget.
Carrie, I have the same thing, so that's good to know. You can combine those and cut the budget, is what I heard there. That's what I heard.
Carrie, you're a match made in heaven. Yeah. Hey, John in Houston, tell us your theory when it comes to kids and Christmas gifts when they grow up.
No, once they get married, I got 8 kids, so there's no way.
Oh.
8 kids and 14 grandkids, there's no way. So
once they're out of the house, they're cut off.
Yeah, you're like, you got a spouse now.
Right. You got to, if you're on your own, then, I mean, if they come to visit from out of town, they might get a little something, but not intentionally not going to go out and buy gifts for all the grown kids that are married, living on their own.
Nope. Okay. All right, John, thank you.
You sound like you had 8 kids. I feel you.
You sound exhausted.
I feel you, friend.
You know what? After hearing John's explanation.
Yes.
Do I sound like that?
You still got it, George. Go out there and bye.
That's what I want to know.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
Coming up, we got jury duty, and I'm sorry, George. I'm pretty sure you're going to lose today's debate bad. It's like pick on George Day. It's a popular movie, the subject of today's jury duty, but probably not the one you're thinking. We need y'all's help. We're going to do jury duty. We'll explain. It's coming up next.
Oh, I'm going to win this one. I know what you're talking about now. I'm going to win this one. All right, the Texans are off this weekend, but coming up next Tuesday, put a little reminder on your calendar, little Texans horns on there, because we're going to be giving away Texans Ticket Tuesday, tickets to the game for the following weekend, right here on the home of the Texans, 100.3 The Bulls. As a matter of fact, next Tuesday, this time, your chance to win. Time to get you lined up for jury duty. Mo, the question this morning is actually a pretty simple one.
Is Frozen a Christmas movie?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I can't even believe we're having this
discussion.
You've
never seen Frozen, then. You've never seen it.
I have watched Frozen more than I care to admit.
All right, tell us what Frozen's about.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Frozen is about, it's set in a winter wonderland.
Wrong.
It's not true.
It is set during a wonderful Christmas time.
Wrong.
With snow
no, it's
on
not
the
summer. Go. Next.
It is not summer.
Yes, it is. Yes, that's the whole point of the movie.
It starts in summer, but
no.
The majority of it, when the transformation, that's the other thing.
Yes.
It's all about a transformation.
But it's still summer.
No, it's winter time.
That's not the movie.
It's all about
You've never seen
so
it?
So you're saying that the only reason is because it starts out with them in summer.
No. The whole movie takes place in the summer.
Do you want to make a snowman?
The reason there's snow is because she finds this power and she's angry and makes snow.
No, it's all about the do you want to make a snowman? Happens in the middle of summer.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You've never seen the movie then. You've never seen that movie. It has the themes of family and love and transformation. Frozen is absolutely a Christmas
movie. I'm actually pretty proud, George, that you've never seen the movie Frozen.
Yeah, but you are so passionate about it.
It's a Christmas movie.
This is why we have to do jury duty today. And I feel bad for the jurors.
I'm going to pay you $1,000.
Dude, I'm telling you, people think of this as a Christmas movie.
$1,000 of my own money if you win this.
Do you have $1,000?
Yeah, no, I don't have it. I'll find it. I will find $1,000. I will sell a guitar.
Is the question.
You can have my guitar. It's worth $1,000.
Mercedes is in Houston. Mercedes, your favorite Christmas movie is Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of the same thing. It's not a traditional Christmas theme.
Yes, it is.
But it is a Christmas movie. Is Frozen a Christmas movie?
I would say yes. And actually, Frozen is one of my favorite Christmas
movies. There we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Right there.
I didn't think there would be a single human in the entire universe that would agree with George. Oh. And you are Mercedes.
Wow, yeah, you found her.
I'm telling you, you all are going to be amazed. I once again have my finger on the pulse of Bull Nation to find out juror number two, Mo.
Nicole's on the phone in Montgomery. Hey, Nicole, you love Home Alone. You're a normal human.
Yes, very normal.
Is Frozen a Christmas movie?
I'm sorry, George. No, I don't think it is.
It has nothing to do with Christmas.
Why do you not think it's a Christmas movie? It has snow. It has snowmen. It has transformation of the characters into love and family.
I'll give you that. And honestly, I haven't seen it in years, but it's never something that I would ever go to during Christmas.
So you're saying that it's simply a faulty memory on your part.
So don't let him treat you like that.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard there.
Ridiculous, Colin in Houston. Colin, you're a child. You love Home Alone.
Ooh.
You are going to be the most important juror in my eyes. Is Frozen a Christmas movie, Colin?
Come on, Colin.
No, it is not.
No.
Colin. You're the only vote
Colin
that
knows. Colin's seen it, right?
My sisters have made me watch it enough that it is not a Christmas movie.
There you go.
Sweet
See,
Colin.
He just hates it because his sisters made him watch it, though. That's not valid. I want to throw him out of the jury. Your Honor, can we remove a juror? Jennifer's on the phone. Jennifer, you've heard the case here. Frozen is absolutely a Christmas movie,
right?
That's
not the case.
Yeah, he's made no case.
Is Frozen a Christmas movie, yes or no?
Absolutely not. No.
Why is it not?
It has nothing to do with Christmas.
Okay, wait a second. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
That's not the question.
Oh, no, that's not what we're asking, Jennifer. No. Ignore him. He's trying to divert the jury here.
It has nothing to do with the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah. Neither does Die Hard, and everybody says Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
At least Die Hard takes place at freaking Christmas time.
You don't know that.
There's a ho-ho-ho in Die Hard.
You don't know. You don't know that it's not Christmas time.
Emily's on the phone in Cyprus. Hey, Emily. It says here you like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, George, you're not going to get that $1,000. Frozen is not a Christmas movie.
This is Emily's first time being on jury duty, and I'm embarrassed for her. I'm sorry you had to be here for this.
I'm really sorry.
Emily, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Was there or was there not an Olaf Christmas special?
Where is Santa Claus, George?
But you don't have to have Santa Claus in there for it to be a Christmas movie.
There was a Christmas special, which would be considered a Christmas movie.
Yes. Okay,
but that's I'm just
Frozen.
Saying. They spun him off because it was a Christmas movie.
Totally different.
Okay, all right,
hit
fine.
Hit the gavel, George.
Oh, fine, I'm not hitting the gavel.
You have to.
No, hit
this
it.
That's how it works.
You can't
Can
make
you hit
me.
The gavel for me?
Don't take the gavel. Don't take the gavel out of my hand.
Thank you, Eric. Is Frozen a Christmas movie? And the answer is no. Heck no.
No, George doesn't get
Absolutely
to decide the jury duties anymore.
Not.
George, you've been revoked.
I still believe in the power of Elsa.
No, you don't.
That's jury duty.
You don't know what the power is.
We do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, coming up here on the Morning Bullpen, Mo's Eye. This is getting, there are so many things being said in our direct messages about Mo's picture that we just posted up on the Instagram and Facebook stories. We're going to find out what happened to her eye. That's just about 20 minutes away here on the Bull. Right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune. This is where we take phone calls from you and you give us your suggestions on what Eric should create for a song of the day.
Jagger's on the phone in La Porte. Hey, Jagger, what do you think Mr. Eric should sing about?
I think Eric should sing about, should you get a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree for Christmas?
Which do you prefer?
I like real ones.
Aww.
That's because you're not a parent and you don't see the leaves and the needles die.
And you don't have a cat that
Make
goes,
a hat, yeah.
bat, 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 bat.
That's actually really
Jagger's
funny.
Good. That's actually good a good suggestion. Yeah, yes. I like that one this morning. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
CJ in Pasadena. Hey, buddy, what should I sing about?
Hey, I want you to sing about the people who try and justify their bad behavior because it's Christmas.
like their gift is more important than yours, so they deserve to cut in line.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. Ooh,
line cutters at Christmas time. That is, actually, that's something for the UN, I think, to take up worldwide, I believe, would be something.
Let's bring in NATO.
Let's bring in NATO. Exactly right. All right, so shoppers that cut in line, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
Angry shoppers.
Angry shoppers at Christmas time.
Angry shoppers. Okay, let's see. What should Eric sing about today? That's what we're trying to get a good idea for.
Holly's on the phone in Richmond. Hey, sister, what do you think Eric should sing about?
December birthdays and how hard they are, especially if you have two kids, mm-hmm. 12 years apart, mm-hmm. and my daughter will be 32 3 days before Christmas. My son will be 22 days after Christmas.
Are you not good at math?
You took a good long break between those kids, didn't you?
Yeah, who does that in the same week, 12 years apart?
You have a type? I don't know.
Yeah, and you have a date that you obviously enjoy.
She gets a little spring fever.
Okay,
There's nothing wrong with that.
Leave it alone.
Nothing wrong with that.
Family planning isn't her thing, all
exactly
right?
Right. Okay.
March is a good month for you,
Stop.
Huh, Holly?
Okay.
Or Holly.
I love that
Give Holly
laugh.
A song.
All right, let's laugh. Do it. Let's actually, we've gotten a couple of requests for December birthdays. I think it's time. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, December.
You'll have a great day.
You
okay,
too,
thank
sister.
You, Holly. Thank you get your suggestion. And by the way, call us back in March and let us know how.
She's busy, George. She's busy.
All right, that's going to be our 10-minute tune suggestion today. What's Eric going to create off that? We're going to find out. December birthdays coming up in two songs, just 10 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric has created today on our 10-minute tune. A little bit earlier, we had, was it Holly?
Is that right? Yes.
Holly called in and had this suggestion that inspired Eric.
December birthdays and how hard they are, especially if you have two kids, mm-hmm. 12 years apart, mm-hmm. and my daughter will be 32 3 days before Christmas. My son will be 22 days after Christmas.
Okay. All right. I can relate to this because Zach, my oldest, his mm-hmm. birthday is on the 22nd. So, yeah.
Yeah. You don't think it through.
You don't think it through. Exactly right. So, Eric liked this suggestion and liked the fact that Holly evidently likes March.
I did like it, but it's so hard to do. So every time we do a birthday song,
right.
I spell out the month.
The month. I forgot.
And then each letter has mm-hmm. to do with some usually fun or terrible thing about that month.
Okay.
December is very long.
The word.
That's right. You have lots of letters.
So let me try to shove all the letters in for people who celebrate their birthday in December.
Okay. All right. Here's today's 10-minute tune on the bowl.
For your December birthday, E is everyone can't celebrate. 'Cause C, Christmas takes over. E, everyone's sick at home. Or emptying their wallets for Christmas
can't make your party.
B is for baby, it's cold outside. You'll never have a party with sunshine. Eek, this might offend ya. Your birthday gets lost each winter. R, you know what? Screw you, Rudolph.
You did it, technically.
I'm not sure that was the sentiment we wanted to end on there, but okay.
I think December birthday kids probably do say, screw you, Rudolph.
Right? Well, that's true. All right, Holly, what'd you think of that one?
You asked for it, Holly.
Somebody that has a December birthday, if you want to send them that, you can get it off our podcast, and that's on the Odyssey app. Download it today, and make sure you subscribe to our podcast on the Odyssey app, and you'll never miss our 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
I have a black eye. It's swollen, purple, black.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
Though.
I haven't told the boys the story yet, but if you'd like, Eric so graciously posted a picture of my shiner on the social media at the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. So check it out at the Bull Houston, and then I'll tell you the story. It's coming up next.
Wait, I thought the first rule of Fight Club was that you don't talk about that. A little Blake Shelton holiday music to get you in the mood this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo, Eric with a K.
Mo has a black eye this morning.
Finally.
Is it getting worse? Like, as of, I came absolutely. In this morning and I was like,
no, it's getting worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could see it this morning, but I just looked at it and it is, oh, wow.
It's getting more purpley. I can see it. So I sit to your left.
Yes.
And so it's your right eye.
Yes.
And I can see it swelling mm-hmm. beyond your nose now.
Yes.
It does. I could see it. But I mean, first thing this morning, she walked in. I was like, Mo, what happened to you?
Oh, so you know what happened.
Well, I told
she,
him.
Yeah, she yeah. told me the story early, if you haven't heard it, yeah.
Okay, I genuinely, I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to guess it was a kid-related injury. We all get those.
Well, that's you would assume, right? And Briggs is an aggressive lover of a two-year-old, and yeah. so he just
and his
really,
head is enormous.
Huge head.
So you that is a fine guess, Eric.
It's a yeah. legitimate
but
guess.
You would be wrong.
No, it's not a kid injury
it's not
at
a
all.
Kid injury.
It happened after the kids went to bed.
Oh, no. Okay, so second guess.
Yes.
Blink if you need help.
No, I'm good. Everything's fine.
Okay, okay.
Was, okay, wait a minute. Good. Wait a minute. You say it happened after the kids went to bed?
It did.
Was it maybe something like...
Oh.
My husband just texted me and said, well, now we can't go in public together.
Well, tell us what happened.
I fell asleep like with the lights on watching TV last night in my bed. And I just washed my hair, so I was sleeping like an angel. So laying down like a corpse, trying to make my curls stay good. And so...
Okay, I'm there. I'm with you.
My cell phone was on my chest, okay? And I'm okay. sleeping like a corpse, okay?
Yep.
The plumber walks in the room to like turn off the lights and go to bed like a normal husband does. Mm-hmm. And some sort of like fight or flight came out of me.
When he turned off your light?
Yes. I was like, whoa, who's in my house? Like, you know, gotta protect the kids. And I startled myself so much that the cell phone like fell off my chest and flung into my face.
What? You...
I have like the big iPhone, like the thick,
yeah.
large one.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a brick hitting my eye. And it just, I don't, it hit me at the right time.
Did it stun you? Like at first, like, yes. were you, it's like getting punched by Mike
yeah,
Tyson.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He yeah. ran over to the side and he's like, oh, you're going to have a black eye. I'm like, thank you, Austin. I called him by his full name. And then I went to bed.
You threw your own phone at your
face.
At
my face. Like, how did I startle myself so much that it projectiled so hard?
How nervous does your husband make you? Yeah. I'm coming to your side
Get
of the bed.
Me.
That's really troubling, too, if you have an intruder. No, I wouldn't trust you in the house.
Yeah, do not do come to my house.
Well, but the good news is yes. it's the weekend. You're not going to be out, so you can let it heal, that kind of stuff. So
actually.
Are you going out this weekend?
Tomorrow, University of Houston plays my school, Butler University, in basketball. So my husband, the University of Cougar that he is,
oh, yeah.
we're playing each other. So we're going to a rivalry game.
Oh, no.
With a black eye.
Guess we know who won that one. Rivalry.
I did not. Oh, it's getting worse.
I was going to say, it seems appropriate that you would have a black eye going to a rivalry
really
basketball
something.
Game. So,
go Dogs.
Oh.
If you haven't seen the picture.
It's getting worse.
It is.
We may have to post a follow-up
oh
photo because it is so much worse right now.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hey, Katrina's in Sugarland this morning, and she's trying to take $100 from Mo. Katrina, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Katrina?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah.
All right, tell her to get out of here. Well, let's get this game started, okay?
All right, Mo, it's time to head out. I'm going to try to win your money.
You got this, girl. Good luck.
Katrina, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Who released a cookbook in the late 2000s showing fans that she could cook up more than hit songs? What country singer?
Oh, my gosh. Reba.
Question number two. Carly Pierce just announced that she has a new Christmas song with A, Michael Jordan, B, Michael Ray, or C, Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Question number three. What Texas legend always makes the holidays nice with a king-size helping of Christmas cookies? Babe, name the singer.
George Strait.
Question number four. He might seem like one of the boys around here, but he's the only country artist that was ever named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I don't remember who sang that.
You want to say pass?
Pass, yeah, pass.
Okay.
Question number five. Dirt Cheap was the most recent number one song for what Texas artist?
Oh my gosh, it's so much intimidating on the radio. I have to pass.
Okay. All right, but that's fine. We'll get Mo back in. But what did you just say under your breath?
It's so much more intimidating when you're doing it on the phone than listening on the radio.
Yeah. It's so, when you're playing in the car, it's like, oh, I got that. Yes. I got that. Yeah.
All right. All right, Katrina, George and I may fight about this.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to give you 3 out of the 5. And I'll explain after Mo answers the question.
These technicalities keep biting me in the butt.
I'm going to explain.
Okay. All right, Mo, you ready?
Ready.
Question number one.
Okay.
Who released a cookbook in the late 2000s showing fans that she could cook up more than just hit songs?
Oh.
There wasn't really a hint in there.
No, that's what I was trying to listen back for. So the first person that comes to mind would be Trisha Yearwood because she also has the cooking show.
That would be correct, Mo. Okay. Yes, that would be correct.
She said Reba McEntire, and I gave it to her because Reba also released a cookbook. And since there were no hints to give you Trisha Yearwood, I gave you that one.
I also thought
Katrina?
About Dolly. I think she had one, too. Yep. Like, okay.
Well, everybody gets a free one here. I mean, you know, come on.
Okay,
question number two, Mo.
Ready.
Carly Pierce has announced that she has a new Christmas song with A, Michael Jordan, B, Michael Ray, C, Michael Bublé.
George Thomas Lindsay.
What?
That is rude.
It is evil.
It is not rude.
It is.
The answer is C.
What was rude about it? It is Michael Bublé, correct.
Question number three.
What Texas legend makes the holidays nice with a king-sized helping of Christmas cookies? Babe?
Oh, that's George Strait.
Would you have gotten it if I didn't put the babe in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
All right, Katrina, you're tied up 3-3 right now.
Question number four. He might seem like one of the boys around here, but he's the only country artist to ever be named by People Magazine as the sexiest man alive.
Oh, my goodness. He's the only one on the cover, Blake Shelton.
That is true. He was the only one. Now, they have like country, they have divisions where they do country music, but no, he's the only one. Okay.
All right, 4-3, Mo's winning.
And final one, question number five, Dirt Cheap is the most recent number one song for what Texas artist?
Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson is correct.
Yes, yes, yes.
Katrina, I felt like you kind of had a mental moment there off that Blake Shelton question, or you would have known the Cody.
Oh, for sure. I know those songs.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered, though, because she got all 5 questions right and kept her money. I'm sorry, Katrina.
I'm Katrina from Sugarland, and Mo knows country.
Yes,
she
girl.
She does,
Thank you. You'll
get a chance to take the cash from her Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play. Mo Knows Country.